The Kite Runner, Disc 2.
There was a flurry of rapid movement behind me. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Hassan bend down and stand up quickly. Asif's eyes flicked to something behind me and widened with surprise. I saw that same look of astonishment on Kamal and Wali's faces as they too saw what had happened behind me. I turned and came face to face with Hassan's slingshot. Hassan had pulled the white elastic band all the way back. In the cup was a rock the size of a walnut. Hassan held the slingshot pointed directly at Asif's face. His hand trembled with the strain of the pulled elastic band, and beads of sweat had erupted on his brow. "Please leave us alone, Aga," Hassan said in a flat tone. He'd referred to Asif as Aga, and I wondered briefly what it must be like to live with such an ingrained sense of one's place in a hierarchy. Asif gritted his teeth. "Put it down, you motherless Hazara. Please leave us be, Aga," Hassan said. Asif smiled. "Maybe you didn't notice, but there are three of us and two of you." Hassan shrugged. To an outsider, he didn't look scared. But Hassan's face was my earliest memory, and I knew all of its subtle nuances, knew each and every twitch and flicker that ever rippled across it. And I saw that he was scared. He was scared plenty. "You're right, Aga, but perhaps you didn't notice that I'm the one holding the slingshot. If you make a move, they'll have to change your nickname from Asif the Ear Eater to One-Eyed Asif, because I have this rock pointed at your left eye." He said this so flatly that even I had to strain to hear the fear that I knew hid under that calm voice. Asif's mouth twitched. Wali and Kamal watched this exchange with something akin to fascination. Someone had challenged their god, humiliated him, and worst of all, that someone was a skinny Hazara. Asif looked from the rock to Hassan. He searched Hassan's face intently. What he found in it must have convinced him of the seriousness of Hassan's intentions, because he lowered his fist. "You should know something about me, Hazara," Asif said gravely. "I'm a very patient person. This doesn't end today, believe me." He turned to me. "This isn't the end for you either, Amir. Someday, I'll make you face me one-on-one." Asif retreated a step. His disciples followed. "Your Hazara made a big mistake today, Amir," he said. Then they turned around, walked away. I watched them walk down the hill and disappear behind a wall. Hassan was trying to tuck the slingshot in his waist with a pair of trembling hands. His mouth curled up into something that was supposed to be a reassuring smile. It took him 5 tries to tie the string of his trousers. Neither one of us said much of anything as we walked home in trepidation, certain that Asif and his friends would ambush us every time we turned a corner. They didn't, and that should have comforted us a little, but it didn't, not at all.